Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting second. The second baseman, Jose Oquendo. Batting third. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Todd Zeile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Brian Jordan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hammond. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tripp Cromer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich DeLucia. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Rich DeLucia. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jerome Walton. Batting second. The first baseman, Lenny Harris. Batting third. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Gant. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Sanders. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Taubensi. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brett Boone. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jeff Branson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tim Pugh. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tim Pugh. And now, play ball. Bernard Gilkey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lankford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oquendo moves to second. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Zeile hits a fly ball into left field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jordan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sanders. Jordan reaches second base with a double. Oquendo scores. Lankford moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walton strikes out. One out. Lenny Harris is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hammond takes first base on ball 4. Tripp Cromer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cromer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hammond moves to second. Rich DeLucia is at the plate with a count of 0-0. DeLucia bunts towards third. Branson fields it, throws to second, with Larkin covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Hammond moves to third. Two outs. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gilkey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Taubensee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Taubensee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lankford. Taubensee reaches second base with a double. Sanders moves to third. Brett Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sanders scores. Taubensee scores. It's 2-1, Reds. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Branson hits a pop-up into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Pugh is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pugh bunts towards first. Zile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pugh for the out. Boone moves to second. Two outs. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo hits a line drive into left field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lankford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lankford hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Zile batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zile is 0 for 1 in the game. Zile hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Walton. Zile reaches second base with a double. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jordan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lenny Harris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lankford. Harris reaches second base with a double. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gant is 0 for 1 in the game. Gant hits a pop-up towards first. Zile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sanders is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to third. Larkin moves to second. Two outs. Ed Taubensee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Taubensee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Taubensee hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Harris scores. Larkin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Reds. Brett Boone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammond is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hammond strikes out. One out. Tripp Cromer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cromer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cromer hits a line drive into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich DeLucia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. DeLucia is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLucia takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilkey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gilkey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Branson is 0-for-1 in the game. Branson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lankford, who is chasing the ball. Branson reaches third base with a triple. Tim Pugh is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Pugh is 0-for-0 in the game. Pugh strikes out. One out. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. Walton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Branson scores. It's 4-1, Reds. Vicente Palacios now pitching. Lenny Harris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a line drive into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Walton. The throw from Hammond and he is out, Oquendo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Oquendo is 0-for-2 in the game. Oquendo hits a line drive towards the mound. Pugh reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Lankford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lankford takes first base on ball 4. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lankford. The throw from Taubensi and he is safe. Lankford steals second. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zeile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zeile hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lankford scores. It's 4-2, Reds. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jordan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jordan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeile moves to second. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gant is 0-for-2 in the game. Gant hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larkin moves to third. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sanders is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Reds. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Taubensy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Taubensy strikes out. 1 out. Brett Boone is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Boone moves to second. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Branson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Branson strikes out. 2 outs. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Tim Pugh. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Xavier Hernandez now pitching. Scott Hemond is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hemond is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hemond strikes out. 1 out. Tripp Cromer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cromer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromer hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Gant. Cromer reaches second base with a double. John Mabry pinch hits for Vicente Palacios. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mabry hits a line drive into left field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gilkey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cromer scores. It's 7-3, Reds. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Gilkey. The throw from Taubensy and he is safe. Gilkey steals second. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Oquendo is 0-for-3 in the game. Oquendo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Reds will come to bat. John Habian now pitching. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walton strikes out. 1 out. Lenny Harris is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. CJ Nitkowski now pitching. Mark Lewis now playing third base. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lankford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Nitkowski covering, for the out. 1 out. Todd Zeile batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Zeile is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Zeile hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jordan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jordan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive towards short. Larkin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ron Gant batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gant takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Habe and Gant moves to second. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Gant. The throw from Hammond and he is safe. Gant steals third. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sanders is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sanders hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gant tags and scores. One out. It's 8-3, Reds. Ed Taubensee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taubensee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Taubensee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taubensee for the out. Two outs. Brett Boone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lankford. Boone reaches second base with a double. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Habian fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hector Carrasco now pitching. Steve Gibraltar now playing center field. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hammond is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hammond takes first base on ball 4. Trip Cromer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cromer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gant throws the ball into Lewis who relays the ball to Boone who tags Cromer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hammond moves to third. One out. Gerald Perry pinch hits for John Habian. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Bernard Gilkey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilkey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. Hammond scores. 2 outs. It's 8-4, Reds. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-4 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cardinals 4. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Foss is now pitching. Steve Gibraltar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gibraltar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Hunter pinch hits for Hector Carrasco. Brian Hunter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fosses fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to second. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oquendo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hunter moves to third. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gant is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jeff Brantley now pitching. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lankford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lankford hits a fly ball into left field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Zeile is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Zeile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jordan is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jordan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.